Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tyler. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm showing a charge on my bank account for Smoother Life products, and I don't know what that is.
Okay. What's your zip code, ma'am?
37185.
And your first and last name?
April Gollum.
And you said how much the charge was for?
92 something.
All right. Can you verify the mailing address that I found for this account and make sure I have the correct account up?
I'm probably the only April Gollum in the system.
All right. They make me do it, ma'am, to verify that I have the. I'm talking to the correct person.
Well, I'm giving out a lot of information and not getting any back, so that.
All right. Is it the 287 Big Rich Land Drive?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In Waverly. Mm-hmm.
All right, so it looks like, let me see. Let me place you on hold for a second.
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding, ma'am. So it looks like you had placed the order for keto on, it looks like, on 8-5. And so you did pay the shipping and handling of the $6.70 and $7.45. And so that was the 14-day trial. So since you did not cancel the trial on the 15th day, they charged you the $92.90.
For a keto, what is that? I don't know what that is.
Keto is a diet. It's diet pills that you take. It helps reduce your appetite, speed up your metabolism.
Oh, it's a diet pill product?
Yeah, on here it's listed as NutriSlim.
Will you cancel that, please? I don't know if I tried to cancel it or if I tried to call or email or tell somebody, but I received one of those in the mail, and I wanted to send it back, and then I got another one in the mail, so I have...
I know you're
receiving
them in the system back.
So.
But if you don't call in and let us know that you want to cancel it, that's how come they charge you for the full product. Now, I was going to say I can go ahead and offer I can offer a 35% off the trial altogether. That way I can give you some time to try it and see if you like it or anything like that.
I don't want any of it. I don't want any of it. I don't even remember what that is for.
All right, not even if we do a
50%
off.
Associated with. So.
All right.
And
so
it's a keto thing, and I think I don't even know what it looks like.
Okay. So what did
I order a lot of vitamins and stuff,
mail?
So.
Do you remember what it was that you sent back that you received in the mail? Because I heard you say that.
No,
you sent it
I
back.
Said I want to send it back. I guess I just haven't, but.
Well, no, you can go ahead and keep it.
Something
well,
I can just.
Well, since it's not something that you want to do, since it's not something that you want to continue doing, or, give you time to see if, it's something that you'd like, what I can go ahead and do is I can go ahead and cancel out the trial. You can go ahead and just keep those two bottles that they went ahead and shipped out to you if you did receive them.
Came in a box, right? Hold on. Can you hold on for just a second?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Yep, thanks. Okay, I have this right in front of me. So I received two of these. And when did I get these on? It's down the 8th, so I probably got them on the 10th.
Yeah, it looks like, let's see what date it is. Yeah, so you ordered on the 8th, and they were shipped out. They were shipped out on the 8th, so yeah, it usually takes about 4 business days for you to receive them in the mail.
Okay. And let's see. 26th today, 26th today. So what is this? Like, if I ordered it, like, why is my charge? I paid for the shipping because it was, you get it free, right? And so you charged me $92 because.
Well, you entered the
14-day
trial. Well, when you sign up for the trial, you click a checkbox that says that you're 18 years or older on there. It's terms and conditions that list to let you know that if you don't call us by the 15th day, then they charge you the full amount for the product. So that's what happened. You placed the order. We never got a call.
The 15th day after I receive it?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
The 15th day after I receive it or after I call in?
No, from the day that you place the order. So it takes a couple of days to receive the product, and then you count from the day that we shipped it out and you receive it from to the 15th day up. So,
I don't have 2 weeks to try it.
Actually, you placed it on the 8th, and they didn't charge you until the 24th.
Okay, that's 14 days.
So 14 days is including the shipping. So they give you about 4 days for shipping, which originally gives you about 10 days to try the product, ma'am.
Okay, so that's not.
That's
okay.
How they set it up. I apologize.
Yeah, that's totally different. So I can send this back? Is that what the deal is? I can just return it because they're unopened.
Well, our warehouses are only shipping warehouses. They don't accept products back in. So I was going to say, I can go ahead, like I said, I can cancel the trial since you don't want to continue, and then you can just keep the bottles that you have, ma'am.
I'm not going to pay $100 for these 2 bottles that told me I could try them for 2 weeks free. If I don't even have them for 2 weeks, there's no way I can try them for 2 weeks and have you charge me.
I mean, I can give you an extension so that way you can try the product to see if you do like it.
I don't want to try the products. I don't want them.
Okay. So like I stated, when you check that box for the terms and conditions, it did list it there for you. So that, you know, when you didn't call and cancel it, that's how come they charged you. So
it says I have 2 weeks to try the product, right?
Yes. 14
days. If I don't have the product, how am I going to try the product?
That's how they set it up, ma'am. That's how the terms and conditions are set up, because we have to ship it out to you. So.
Well, either way, I'm going to contest it and not pay $100 for 2 bottles of something I don't even know if it works or not.
Was only for the 1 bottle, but let me place you on hold for a second.
For 1 bottle? It's $100 for 1 bottle?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you telling me it's $100 for 1 bottle?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, then heck no. I am not paying for these.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Definitely
let me check
not.
With my supervisor to see what I can do.
Thank you.
All right, so I was looking over, and it looks like I can go ahead and offer you 35% of your money back on that purchase for $92.90.
No. No, I'm not going to pay for it. It's not even 14 days since I received the product. I'm not going to pay for it. So I'm just calling to find out where can I send it, because I'm not going to let this go through on my bank card for sure.
So they've already charged your card, ma'am. We won't.
Yeah, well, it's pending, and I can call and cancel it, so that's fine with me.
All right. So I do want to let you know that if you do dispute it with your bank, that when you check that box on the terms and conditions, you did agree for them to charge you with that. But give me 1 second. Let me check with my supervisor. Let me see what they say.
Yeah, check, please. That's one thing. Right here.
All right, thank you for holding, ma'am. I can offer you a 50% refund on your money, of your $92.90.
I don't want the product. I haven't tried it. I want to send it back where it came from. The shipping was free. I have not had it for 2 weeks to try it for 2 weeks. So, no. If you want me to pay a restocking fee of 20%, I would do that, but I'm not going to settle on paying $50 for something I'm not using. I don't know if $50 doesn't mean much to you, but...
All right, give me 1 second. Let me double check to see what it is that they can do for you. All right, thank you for holding. So I was speaking to one of the higher-ups, and they stated that I can offer you a 75% off of 75% of your money back, ma'am.
So if I send these back, you'll give me 75% of my money back?
You don't have to send the product back to us, ma'am. I'll just go ahead and send you the refund back to your card.
Thank you. That'll
just give me
just
1 second.
Fine.
Let me, if you just hold the line for a second, let me go ahead and do that for you, and I can give you a confirmation number, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, and I do want you to know it'll be $69.68 that I'll be refunding back to the card ending in, like, 1351.
Okay.
Give me 1 second as I do that for you, okay?
Okay.
Just give me a few more seconds, ma'am. I'm just finishing up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just let me know when you're ready. I can go ahead and I can give you that confirmation number, ma'am.
I'm ready. Thank you.
All right. That confirmation number is C as in cat, 257.
662-043. Okay. All
right. You should see that refund on your card in about 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that was everything. I appreciate your working with me on this.
No problem.
And I will definitely redefine print of everything from now on. I mean, because I know there's things that go on out, you know, in the contract world where you can't just slip stuff in arbitrarily at the end of something and say, oh, by the way, you know, we get your home and your car if you don't, you know, sign up for this. It's like, who knows what they put in there? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes they slip stuff in there. We'll definitely make it a point to read more closely.
Well, I totally understand. So I did go ahead and take care of that for you. If you don't have any other questions or concerns, you have a good rest of your night, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you.